Brother Dana, brother mine, delivers you best worst case scenario podcast.
I'm just gonna go to the my Gmail.
Why?
Because there's some document on there.
Are you fucking paying your bills during this podcast?
Yeah.
God damn it, Dana.
Fucking Capital One got me on the rails, man.
Yeah. If you don't pay them, Samuel Jackson's going to come and break your legs, man. He's going to eat your burger in your face, and he's going to be like, that is a good burger.
It's a tasty burger. And while he's staring you wide-eyed, smiling.
Yeah.
It's like his smile is happy, but his eyes are just pure evil.
Yeah. Samuel Jackson. Yeah, so it's not a... Shush. Shush. Shush your butt. I'm talking. I'm going to talk. It's not every day we get to cover something so terrifying as the man that is slender. When you first hear that word or that phrase, slender man, it's one word. When you hear that, you don't immediately think of horror. It kind of just sounds like, I don't know, it just sounds very feminine. Like if you were to look at a guy and say, that is a slender man over there, you just picture like a ballet frame, you know?
Yeah, I don't know when you would ever call a man slender as one man to another man.
Unless, I think I'd punch you in the face if you called me slender, Dana.
Unless you were a girly man, I understand.
But slender man is typically known as this urban legend that started, I believe, on Creepypasta. I want to say in like 2009, and it was part of a Photoshop contest. And on it was on this website called Something Awful. And it was, what?
Nothing. Just, I like the name of it, because there was probably a lot of awful, terrible submissions.
Yeah. Like, slightly out of shape, man.
God. Or like, Bender Man or something. Like a guy who just drinks alcohol, drinks people to death.
Jeez. Stark,
man. You can find him at, there's sightings of Bender Man at bars.
Yeah, I'm looking at him right now.
Bender Man.
So, it was created by user Victor Surge, real name Eric Knudsen.
Knudsen?
I don't know why. Victor Surge sounds kind of cool.
Okay, is it Knudsen or Knudsen?
You know, it's whatever. I don't know, Dana. Don't ask me questions like that. But Slenderman is...
That was a good one.
Slenderman is depicted as a tall, thin, faceless figure wearing a black suit.
Right. He's got no features except a suit from Men's Warehouse.
He's pretty much a mannequin that's like 9 feet tall, wearing a suit.
No eyes, no nose, no mouth.
No nose.
Yeah, I think, sometimes he's spotted with tentacles.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Coming out of his back.
That's really interesting. I have something on that later. But
okay,
first.
I'll shut up.
Later, though. We'll get to the tentacles, but the Slenderman mythos, how do you say that word? I don't know. It quickly spread, like we were talking about, this urban legend quickly spread across the online platforms, and particularly through creepypasta stories, which, you know, if you don't know, I don't know which rock you've been living under, but they're short stories shared on the internet. Man, I'm having a rough time talking this episode. So, these stories often depict Slenderman as a malevolent and enigmatic entity, stalking and abducting children and young adults in forests or abandoned places.
He's always up to no good, right? Like, he's doing his slender thing, he's blending in with trees. What are his abilities? What can he do? Aside from look really good in that suit. I think he can teleport, obviously, because people see him everywhere. And there's only one Slender Man. There's not multiple ones. I think he can manipulate minds. And What else can he do?
It is interesting that he wears a suit, because most monsters, especially if they're enigmatic entities, as he is supposed to be, don't look like they just walked out of Men's Warehouse. You know, like, that's... A suit is like a newer invention.
That's why Slenderman has a lot of contrast to him, because he's this really tall, creepy thing that's...
And he's black and white.
Very well fitted, you know? His super long sleeves, super long pant legs. He looks like a spider.
He does. And we can't talk about Slenderman without at least mentioning the YouTube series called Marvel Hornets. Because...
How do you spell that?
M-A-R-B-L-E-H-O-R-N-E-T-S.
Okay, you passed.
What'd I pass? What do I get?
The spelling bee. Oh. You just get a badge.
What's my prize? A fucking badge?
A banana.
Bullshit. So, this channel was created by Troy Wagner, Joseph DeLarge, and Tim Sutton.
Are these real people?
No, I'm making all this up.
They don't sound like real names to me.
No, that's their names.
Troy Wagner.
And it premiered in 2009, and it's like the short... How would you describe it?
Abominations.
A waste of fucking time.
Short little school projects, you know. It's pretend time.
The most fantastic acting I've ever seen in my life.
I was transfixed. I couldn't stop watching. You had to... Break me away from the computer.
I did, actually. I was like, Dana, stop fucking watching Marble Hornets. Let's talk about Slenderman. That's how it went down. And so the series, there's like 87 entries, and they detail this story about this guy who finds his friend's footage that he was using as a school project, and he notices there's all of these abnormalities in them. Like, weird things happening with the camera, strange people appearing in the camera, strange behavior. And so it leads this guy, I think his name's Jay. I don't know. It leads him down this rabbit hole where he starts getting enmeshed in the drama himself. And like, there's guns, people are smoking camels.
There's a weird love triangle going on.
Is there?
That's what it felt like. With that one chick.
Yeah. So that's kind of the backstory. And after this thing came out, you can go to the channel. They have like millions of views per each entry, even though they're like these short, all due respect, very, very like quickly made.
I think the term segments. Is amateur.
Yeah.
Videos.
For sure.
Which is a delicate way to put it.
Fucking amateurs.
They're fucking amateur videos.
Like Christian Bale says.
Fucking amateur.
Yeah. So as the story unfolds, you get to see glimpses of Slenderman, and he's referred to as the operator. And he is a smooth operator.
Oh, yeah. Why the hell is he referred to as the operator?
So I looked this up, and so they're thinking maybe he's... Like Totoro, he's this guide, he's this protector of nature.
And he guides you, what, right to hell? What's his purpose? He protects nature?
That's kind of the thing, is they're like, his purpose is too complex for us to understand, so we don't really know. He's like the guy between doorways of realities. And let me just reiterate, all this is made up.
No, it's all real.
So don't...
Slenderman's been spotted.
Don't take this and run with it. It's all made up,
but we want to believe it.
We do. We really do.
And it's like an anime character, really. Slenderman.
He's like a celebrity. Like if you see him in the woods, you could shake his long hand.
It's like something, a character you'd expect to see in like Death Note. Like a weird, really weird looking character that it looks like that's from an anime.
Mm-hmm.
Just these really weird proportions. And of course, I think it's also the business suit does it for me. It makes it more Asian.
Yeah.
Because they're always so well damn dressed.
They're so formal.
Even when they're demons.
Slenderman's so formal, he doesn't show his face. That's how formal he is.
I feel like that's like the start of like a Slender Man joke chain right there. Slender Man's so formal.
Yeah. But I don't have a joke.
That's the prompt.
But I do have a cool poem that I found online about Slender Man, and I will now read it to you. Prepare yourselves.
Oh, wow.
In the shadows, dark and deep, a figure stirs. It does not sleep. Tall and faceless, void of grace, Slender Man roams from place to place. Beware the woods where he does dwell, a phantom lurking, a fearsome spell. His tendrils curl, a dance of dread, whispers of horror fill your head. Do not wander, stay away from the realm where he holds sway. A nightmare born from twisted lore, he'll haunt your dreams forevermore.
That was amazing.
Wasn't it?
I feel like a little bit of Edgar Allan Poe was in there.
A little Poe? Little Poe in there?
He took a little Poe in there.
Yeah. You know, despite Slender Man being made up, a lot of people have speculated about his origins. And there are actually some pretty interesting ideas. So I'm going to run a few past you. Some theories suggest. I'm trying my best.
You're rhyming, man.
Some theories suggest that he has existed for centuries, perhaps even longer. According to this concept, he may have been worshipped or feared by ancient civilizations, and his presence has been recorded in historical texts and artworks throughout history. Do you remember ever seeing a long, skinny dude in a suit in, like, some Greek paintings?
No. Fuck no, man. I would remember that.
Maybe he didn't do a suit then. Maybe he did a toga. You know, Slender Man in a toga.
Or some kind of, like, tiara or some kind of hosiery.
Oh, man. I don't know where you're going with that, but let's not go down there.
Lederhosen? Lederhosen? The things Germans wear? You know the term.
No, I don't, man. You're on your own.
Lederhosen, man. Come on.
So another theory is that he's an interdimensional being. That idea is kind of like he's capable of traversing between different planes of existence. What I was saying before.
Yeah, because he's so damn slender, he can fucking slip right through different dimensions.
Like, you can go right through your door, man.
You go right through that crack.
Yeah. What are we talking about? So that's another theory. And then this one I said, he's a guardian of the forest. And it's...
Yeah, he's actually good friends with Bigfoot, too. He has a little bit more of a social life than Bigfoot, so he kind of tells Bigfoot what's going on. Because Bigfoot can't be seen, but Slender Man actually wants to be seen.
Bigfoot's not really invited to the parties like Slender Man.
Yeah, plus he's not well-dressed, so Slender Man doesn't really...
He's not dressed at all, he's just a big, hairy, smelly ape man.
Yeah, there's no tailor that's going to fit Bigfoot.
So yeah, guardian, he's the guardian of the forest is one idea. A cursed or vengeful spirit... Some interpretations suggest that Slender Man is the spirit of an individual who died tragically or suffered great injustice. And as a result, he haunts and terrorizes the living as a form of revenge in a suit. I'm sorry. All of these, the suit thing just throws me off. I'm like, but why? Why the suit? So I think we need to make our own theory.
What if maybe it's a super tall dude who died and he was in a suit and... Maybe he had some hosiery over his face and he died from asphyxiation.
Man.
And then he became Slender Man.
Why isn't that on Creepypasta? I don't know. I don't know, man.
Could be on something else.
It could be. It probably would be.
Fantasy fan fiction.
Yeah.
How Slender Man became Slender Man. But he does look pretty tall, but he's not ridiculously tall. I mean, he's not out of this world tall. There's been that tall people like him around 8 feet tall.
Is that how tall he is? How do you know he's 8 feet tall?
I'm just gauging by what I've seen in the photos. The real ones.
The ones that are definitely real.
Yeah.
This guy's about 8 feet tall.
Yeah, from the marble hornets. Some of those clips I saw them in, they're probably around 8.5, 8.75. And that we had that tall guy back in the 50s or 40s or whatever, you know, the tallest man in the world. He's like 8.5 feet tall, almost 9 feet. Fucking crazy. That guy could have been Slenderman.
Yeah, like if he wore a suit.
He did wear a suit.
Oh.
Just wasn't as nice.
He just wasn't as slender? Wasn't slender enough?
No. That's, you know, what Slenderman's got over other people.
Yeah, if I have one gripe, it's Slenderman beauty standards, man. Fucking bullshit.
Why?
I'm joking.
Well, he's probably just fast. Intermittent fasting.
Yeah. One other theory, the last one I'm going to tell you about, that explains the tentacles.
The tentacles.
His existence actually ties in with Lovecraftian horror. So they think that H.P. Lovecraft, his work, could fit in Slenderman. God damn it. Why do I always do this?
Are you telling me they could fit Cthulhu inside of Slenderman?
I think H.P. Lovecraft has such a big body that Slenderman could fit in there, man.
Work. Who's going inside who? Tell me.
So
H.P. Lovecraft Craft could fit inside of Slenderman? That's what you're
telling me. No. So H.P. Lovecraft's work is so broad and like mysterious that the cosmic horror entities that exist in his fiction could easily have another being that's this interdimensional, like long-legged, tall motherfucker wearing suits.
Suave motherfucker.
Suave guy.
No face.
And that would explain why he has tentacles on his back, is because H.P. Lovecraft was obsessed with fish and the ocean.
Huh. That's a cool theory, actually. I like it, the connection. That's because I haven't made that connection in all my time researching.
I didn't either. Someone just literally spoon-fed it to me like a baby.
Ooh, I've got one on top of that.
What's that?
Slenderman is H.P. Lovecraft. H.P. Lovecraft never died. He became Slenderman. And he got kind of taller.
He got taller. Because that happens when you die, folks. Sometimes you have a growth spurt post-mortem. It happens.
Because H.P. always wore a suit. And, you know,
I'm waiting for that, man.
He probably rode himself an extra few feet. You know? Because he has that vibe.
Who?
Slenderman, like he's from H.P. Lovecraft. Like he could be H.P. Lovecraft.
He could.
Like this is it's an interesting character for sure, because it's a creepy one.
Yeah.
Like if I saw Slenderman outside the window, like you probably look out the window and just see the top of the chest near the top of the window and be like, what the fuck is that? And then you realize it's a person standing there, or not a person, but
yeah.
Hopefully.
I'd probably shit my pants if I saw a Slender Man, or the Slender Man, not any Slender Man, but like if I saw a Slender Man in the suit. There's just one Slender Man, right? It's not Slender Men.
Yeah.
It's not like they're like agents with a bunch of like Slender Men walking around. But
no, he's like Santa Claus. There's only one and he's really busy.
Yeah, he's busy abducting people because that's what he does. And what's also interesting is that we used to be told a story when we were young, and this story obviously wasn't about Slenderman, but the parallels to Slenderman are kind of weird. And the story is about a girl named Sarah, and Dana is now going to tell you that story.
It was a night like tonight, cold and rainy, when Sarah was given a $5 bill and asked to go buy milk at the store. Most parents would never imagine sending their 11-year-old daughter out into such a cold and dark night. But Sarah's stepmom had always disliked her, and before Sarah could put up much of a fight, she was pushed out the door. A restless wind swayed the trees along Sarah's street, casting shadows that looked like long, gnarled fingers. Every few hundred feet, a lamppost illuminated a small area of the sidewalk. In between these lamppost islands was pitch black, Sarah pulled her raincoat around her tightly and set out. The only sounds were her rain boots splashing into puddles and the dull thud of raindrops hitting her hood. Every time Sarah had to leave the small area lit by a lamppost, she felt her pulse quicken. She had walked the street many times, even by herself, but this night was different. The trees and the wind, and especially the darkness, pressed in on her. And the distance between the lamppost felt like it was getting longer and longer. Then, just as Sarah caught sight of the lit-up sign that read, "Corner Grocery," she heard something. Something so small and quiet that one could have easily missed it. Sarah pretended not to notice, but the noise stood out in the night, and behind her, it began to grow louder. She stopped just then to look behind her, and at the same time, the noise went quiet as well. But Sarah could see no one there. She looked forward again at the glimmering corner grocery sign, so far away, and began to walk again. But behind her, the noise started up again, slow at first, and then keeping pace with the splashing of her boots. And it seemed to be getting closer. It felt like it was one lamppost away when Sarah couldn't take it anymore. She broke into a sprint through the cold rain, her raincoat flapping in the wind. And all the while behind her, something was catching up. All that's known is that when the corner grocery owner went to open the store the next day, he found a severed hand lying at the front door, clutching a $5 bill.
That story was chilling, man.
That was creepy.
Yeah. So our mom told us that story, not quite like that, but the same, just we embellished.
But there's another version, I think, where he actually runs with, he's got giant shears, like scissors, and he uses those to fucking dismember people.
Wait, like he runs with scissors? That's not safe.
Well, not safe for the kids at all.
No.
No way, mom.
So he runs with giant scissors that he dismembers
to fucking
people?
Chop hands off and stuff.
But he doesn't run on the scissors. It's not like he's like opening and closing the scissors to run on them, right?
No. I guess in that scenario, maybe he would be opening and closing them to make the ticking noise. It would be a different kind of noise.
Like
that. That would be kind of creepy.
But then it wouldn't be tick-tick. It'd be sha-sha-sha.
It would be sha-sha, man. Sha-sha.
It's not as cool. But I like those ideas. I think one of the other ideas that maybe you came up with was that the next day, instead of like it happening like that, the story ended with the mom cutting her fingernails. So she was like, the stepmom. So she was like, tick, tick.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So that's the story that we were told. We hope it keeps you up at night.
Yeah, because it kept us up at night.
It did.
We didn't get any quality sleep. That's why we didn't, you know, get that tall.
Yeah, thanks, mom.
Thank you. I got your Guatemalan height. I'm kidding.
Guatemalan? Ooh. We're not Guatemalan.
I'm kidding. You're Mexican height.
I'm Mexican. Same thing. You're Mexican too. You're my brother.
I said her Mexican height. I did say you were, but I meant her.
Yeah. Those Del Toro jeans.
Yeah, we got double fucked, man.
Double fucked, man.
We got Mexican height, and then we got the short shaws, man.
The shorty shaws.
Like, if we ended up being 6 foot or taller than anybody, like, I don't know. That would be amazing. Somebody probably slept around if that happened.
Yeah. We come from a long lineage of dwarves.
A short lineage.
That's true. Very unslender. Unsuave. Small people. Just little people, you know.
Kind of short and stout. We're good workers.
And here's our spouse. Yeah. I'm sorry, man. You can't say something like that and not expect
You're spouting out some real gold over here.
Expect me to finish it.
That deserves an applause.
I got to finish it, man.
Okay. And you did. You spouted it out like a teapot.
Without thinking, ever. Some ideas really take off and some don't. Like, take Slender Man. This idea took off and it has become an internet sensation. I think they even made a movie about it. I haven't seen it because I heard it was awful. But you, listener, you listening to this, you should let us know if you have seen it and what you thought. Because if enough people tell us like it was good or scary, I might watch it.
I might watch it when I don't know.
Or let us know the truth. If it was shit, then, you know, tell us so we don't open that shit and see that shit.
I would like Guillermo del Toro or James Wan to make it Slender Man movie. I would watch this.
How about both of them, man?
They both do?
Get a little Guillermo Wan action in there.
Make a little Slender Baby.
Yeah. I don't think it'd be that Slender if they... Well, actually, I don't know. Let's not go there. I know we already went there. Let's get out of there.
We can't.
So, James Wan is a master of horror.
I feel like it's tough to say who would do it better. Well, if it was James Wan that made it, it would be definitely creepier. But Guillermo del Toro has like this magic to his movies that makes it like not as scary, but yeah. It's weird, like Pan's Labyrinth.
Tim Burton has this weird, it's kind of Tim Burton-y, but it feels more...
Tim Burton-y.
Tim Burton-y. Like, Tim Burton, man. You know Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Tim Burton-y. It's kind of like that, but Guillermo del Toro's work feels a little more dysphoric, where...
Or euphoric.
No, dysphoric. I think it's dysphoric. It sounds like I'm just talking about like a fork in my hand. Dysphoric, man.
Dysphoric?
Dysphoric.
Dysphoric.
You know, where it feels like everything's off and like something's not right. It still has like that magical to it.
Like
magic.
The opposite of euphoric.
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
It's dysphoric, not that fork, man.
God, this or that.
So I think you're right. If one of them got a hold of Slender Man, they could really make that guy shine.
I think James Wan would be the one.
He would be
he would be the one. Insidious or Sinister with Slender Man in it. It would be good. Because he doesn't go too hard.
James Wan?
No. He doesn't show the villain or the creepy thing too much. He just like little glimpses of it, just enough to keep you on edge, but wanting more.
Well,
he's so good at teasing, man.
If we're going with teases, man, who's M. Night Shyamalan is the king of teases.
Don't even say that.
I'm
name.
Serious, man.
Don't even.
M. Night Shyamalan could knock Slender Man out of the park.
Yeah, like to where nobody would watch it.
No, I would watch it. And honestly, think about Signs. He made the alien so. He gave you that mystery there. And that's what you really need with Slender Man. You can't know that he's just this dude in a suit who's really tall. You just need to see glimpses of his long limbs moving around in the trees, grabbing branches.
Like a monkey?
Yeah.
Are you explaining an orangutan? Orangutan?
Now I just want to see an orangutan in a suit.
M. Night Shyamalan isn't a good a matchup for Slender Man, no.
Agree to disagree.
He would just be a cameo in there, talking about how he lost his wife to Slender Man.
So
like, my wife left me for Slender Man. He had a better job than me, dressed better, he's taller.
I think that's a good...
You keep an eye out for Slender Man.
This Aussie
he be come get you. He come get you. Slender Man. Slender Man. That's the accent I'm going for.
All right, I'm gonna end this here before Dana derails it.
Famous storm as we have.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Best Worst Case Scenario Podcast.
Thank you very much.
This was your host, Mayan.
This is the other host, Dana.
And we really appreciate you coming to check these out.
The host with the most.
Every time we post.
We love you checking them out.
We love you checking us out. Thank you so much. And stay away from Slender Man.
Wow, that's good advice. I second that, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, like, subscribe, comment, do support us however you can. Let us know that you exist or that you're out there in the ether.
Yeah.
And we're not just talking to ourselves. Let us know how the Slenderman movie is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's your homework.
So, have a good night, folks.
Don't let Slenderman get you.
Don't let Slenderman bite. And we'll see you in the next episode.